It's a primary source of revenue.
Patty coming down.
It's 8:30. Let's call to order the Gates Training Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Juergens, Hill, Dorn, Bauman, Byers, and Setzer. Lytle is currently absent. Next on the agenda is to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Moved by Byers to approve.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Lytle's absent. Next is to approve the minutes, approve or disapprove minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to approve.
Moved by Setzer.
Second.
Second by Byers. Discussion. None vote. 6 in favor. Lytle absent. Next, comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. If I'd have known you were coming, we'd have put you on the agenda.
Right.
Yeah.
Is that why you didn't call in advance?
Yeah. You put her on an emergency.
Can we have an emergency?
Absolutely. You declare an emergency and put her on.
All right. Well, I know we're kind of scooting through, so if someone will show up, we'll go back to public comments. Next is to approve or disapprove a late filing for the homestead exemption by applicant. Need a motion to approve or disapprove?
There's actually two of them, Matt. And as long as they filed before July 20th, that's fine. It's just it has to have board approval to send them on up to Lincoln.
Motion to approve the two late filings for homestead exemption.
Moved by Setzer.
Second.
Approved. Seconded by Byers. Can we read those in?
Yeah.
For the record, please.
It's Roger T. Day and Galen C. Day, 2610 East Apple Road, Cortland, Nebraska. And then Judith M. Sanford of 309 North 11th, Beatrice, Nebraska.
Thank you. Any more questions for Patty? We have a motion and a second. Vote. 6-0 to approve. Lytle absent. Any questions for Patty? Discussion? We kind of...
It's quite a damn.
I see the state came with the ag values yesterday. They're letting them how much they've increased across the state, and substantially, I've got like 14% is what they're looking at right now, and there'll be some substantial increase more than that, and primarily it's all in ag. So
right now we're working on our valuations. We'll be getting our pipelines and our railroads and stuff on Friday or either Monday. Since it falls on a weekend, I think the 10th falls on a weekend. So probably by the end of next week, we'll know the total county valuation. And then we have to start working on the preliminary levies, the preliminary tax rates. So I assume you guys probably want to keep them where we had them before on the townships and fires. But I set those, so we'll have to...
And was it last year when they turned them in, some of the fire districts were below their 3 cents, and they have to be at 3 cents for their
they have
FO
to be at
3 money.
Cents, yeah.
So
So in townships, I think we're 7.5, right? At one time, townships were higher than that. So, you know, that's probably the figure you're going to go with.
That'll be the allocation. Now, they may not all be at 7.5 cents.
Right.
How did Midland?
At one time, we were at 8.5, I think. The board can set it, like they can go 6.5, and then like if a township wants to go over, they have to have a special election. Mm-hmm. So, and a lot of them are under, and a lot of them are at 4 or 5, you know.
I think the average, what we figure, was
5.2.
Then you got the Ag and the Historical Society on that too. So that'll be the next thing we'll be working on, and I think Don got most of those. Well, it looked like the stack was a little...
We don't have it.
I haven't went through them, so... To go see if everybody remembered. They have to submit a preliminary by August 1st, so.
Okay. Can we talk a little bit about, I know there's nobody here from Midland Township, but I know with the annexation of the north end there, did Midland Township turn in their budget request yet? Did we see? I've had some conversation with Jim Engel from Midland Township about what they may have to do.
Because some of the township, like that township would lose some valuation because that's coming into the city now.
I'd have to go through the list.
When does that take effect, Patty?
Yeah.
The annexation?
As far as the
valuation. It goes to Beatrice this year. As long as it was done by August 1st.
I see.
Okay. And they did it in July because we had conversations about that too. So Beatrice will get that value this year, or the city. So. But is everything else?
Got another question. Our ag land in Gage County is valued at what? You know, we're supposed to be between 69 and 75%.
75.
We are at 75%.
Out of 115 sales, we're at a median ratio of 75%. What the state has done this time is, in the last couple of years, they've went in and they've borrowed sales from other counties and plugged them into Gage County to see where we all fit. And, you know, even though that gets confusing to the general public because 75 is only a number. I mean, we have to be between 69 and 75.
Right.
But I think if the majority of people take their valuation to market value and divide it by the number of acres, they can see they're probably way below 75.
Right.
You know, that was one of the protest issues. And the reason that I put it, I mean, not it's sort of where it just falls. If it falls in the range, you know, if it starts to fall in the range, you don't mess with things right. too much once you get values up there. But I'm already looking at stats from the coming, you know, the new sales, that are, and it's pretty scary.
Well, I know. Just what Denny said, that the state reports come out that, I forget,
but then I go through those, 15%
or something. 12,
I go through those sales and I find out which ones I can maybe go in because some of them may be bought, you know, for like an acreage or so forth. Some may be a family sale. We have to go through those and, you know, those, what we can, we disregard as far as, you know, a good sale or not. So we do some sales verification and call people or send out letters and stuff.
Do you recall what we were at last year, the rate?
I want to say 72 or 73.
Yeah, because I didn't think we were at 75.
No, we weren't.
Last week you made the comment when we were talking during this time period that it was 75%. I know Johnson County, when they send theirs out, they send it out in the statement, and it right there it said they are valued at 72 this year and stuff. So because in ours, I don't believe it says it on ours.
Basically, they took that language out because that number was too confusing for a lot of people.
Okay.
Because that's not market. And so a lot of the NACO and everything, they took that out with the 98 for, because we're at 98 on residential. But residential has a 9-point spread. Agriculture, I think, has a 7-point spread. So we took that out just because everybody focuses on that number, and it's just a number to get in between a range. There again, the values are up a little bit more just because I know what's going to happen again next year. And, I don't know. We'll just have to see what, you know. Somebody told me there was a $16,000 an acre sale, and I can't remember what county it was in.
Not Engage.
No,
some other county.
No.
Well, the good thing is that the Nebraska unicameral legislature is going to change our tax structure so that we're going to be relieved of a lot of pressure on property tax. That's what I've been hearing anyway.
Yeah.
Would the legislative aide in the room like to comment on that?
It's a secret. She can't tell you.
That's basically all I have.
Anything else for Board of Equalization? We will adjourn Board of Equalization 8:39.